Over a dozen Kachemak Silo community members are gathering in a classroom in the village's high school, which is actually a repurposed house, to choose a site to build a new school. There are cracks in the walls, and floors throughout the building are noticeably sloping. Alex Mirachiv says that's why the community needs a new school now, and he adds that he's scared for his four kids' safety when they attend class.
I don't feel that they are safe enough in there because it's not safe, and we need a new school, that's for sure.
The school buildings have been in terrible condition for years. Kevin Lyon is the project manager for the new school.
I mean, we've been through a long process here. I'm trying to think, the first time I sat in this room was about, it was 01. The village hadn't asked for a school yet. We were talking about the problems.
In 2014, the community and borough chose potential sites for a new school. Tonight, they are making the final decision between what they call the blue site and the yellow site. The yellow site is appealing because it's close to the village and would be a short walk for students. But a preliminary study found that it was at risk for a landslide.
We have enough problems with schools and the things that happen in schools. We all read it. Let's watch the news. That isn't one that, a school gets wiped out by a devastating natural event. That's not something that I want my name attached to.
Safety motivated the community to ultimately decide on the blue site, even though it's farther east in the village. But that selection does come with a potential hang-up because the borough does not currently own the land at the site. Borough land manager Marcus Mueller says the borough would need to acquire the site and make sure a road is built to make it accessible.
I don't see that as being a borough road standard. The approach that we'd be taking is basically building a driveway out there.
Expenses to fund the project is one of the final hurdles to building the school. The state allocated about $10 million for the project in 2016, but the borough needs to come up with about another $5 million to fund the rest of the project. That funding is set to expire next year, and the borough intends to ask voters this fall to pay for its matching funds. Project manager Lyon explains they have one chance to pass the bond.
We get one swing at this bond. If it doesn't pass, I don't like playing baseball that way, okay?
However, there is a bill in the Senate that would extend the deadline to use state funding until 2021. Whether or not this bill passes, the community still needs to convince residents around the Kenai Peninsula to vote yes on funding the remaining $5 million needed to build a school for the roughly 60 students in the village.
Probably not in your nature, but you gotta let them know where Kachemak Silo is and what this building has, what your kids are not getting, that their kids are. And it's a tight budget time, but you're going to need to show them what's there.
But it may be an uphill battle. Besides Mirachiv, the father who we heard from earlier, most Kachemak Silo residents were hesitant to comment on the need for the school publicly. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.